Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the boom down.
Morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs. That's right, it's time once again for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, and the days are ticking down. We've only got a couple more shows right here left during the lunch hour time, but I will tell you, we're about to go prime time, and we're excited about it. We've got a few more shows that are going to be breaking out Monday night, 7 o'clock Central Time, as well as Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Central Time, and we want you there. This is the time for you guys to get a grip on rodeo and bull riding. We're going to have some great guests. We've got some big things happening in the works, but hey, we still got a few more shows right here on the lunch hour time, and glad to have this today. I'm telling you what, I got to start things off now. I'm actually still trying to sip on my coffee. It was kind of a late morning. We've been out picking up debris everywhere. Wind was a howling last night. The ground was a shaking. We had another earthquake come through down here in Oklahoma, and I guess I could say the good thing is I actually knew what it was this time as soon as I felt it. Now, we only got about a 15-second shake down here in Ada where we are at. But I will tell you that it sure enough was a strong enough signal for me to say, hey, yeah, I know what's coming. And you could actually feel or hear it coming. You could hear the rumble. And it was definitely different than thunder. We were hearing thunder all night long as well, and then the wind started picking up and howling, and, man, I'm telling you, what a crazy night. What a crazy weather we've had down here in Oklahoma. Triple digits over the summer, one of the worst winters they had. Blizzards, you know, I'm telling you, big twisters rolling through. I know that the western side of Oklahoma had some damage out that way from tornadoes touching down. Yeah, crazy weather, but that's all right. We're going to get through it. I can guarantee it. I know that we've got some of our friends, and I got to say a big old shout out to our good buddy, Mr. Kirk Davis, for the Making 8 Maniacs that have been following along, and you watched the G-Money Rodeo broadcast we did from Wetumpka. Kirk Davis is the one that kind of cross-dresses, puts on a little makeup, goes out there and entertains the fans, and he's pretty handy at it. I got to tell you, he's a great guy and really enjoyed having the opportunity to meet up with him. And, well, shoot, my kids even got his picture autographed there on our refrigerator still. So great guy, though, and I'm telling you, if you guys ever get a chance, you got to come check out Kirk. He's got some funny acts, and if you guys watched the video stream that we brought to you, you had an opportunity to see him, and we do still have that on the G-Money Rodeo channel, so you guys can always go back and watch it. Check out Kirk, and, you know, you'll even see him with my kids quite a bit out there as they were out both nights and ended up having themselves a great time hanging out with him. But, man, I'll tell you, what a fun time we're having here. Lots of information coming down here. I've been talking a lot about what Making 8 is doing, some of the changes that we have going on here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. But, you know, we don't want to overlook that there is a lot of rodeo, a lot of action going on out there. So, you know, we want to sit down and talk to you guys about it. We want you guys to talk to us about it. So if you want to, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We will also have our little bit, you know, we got to come up with a catch name for it, but we're going to give you 8 seconds to speak your mind. And, you know, give us a call and leave us a quick comment, a suggestion. Tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods. I don't care. Tell us about your girlfriend, that you're having a bad day, whatever the case is. Send us a big old shout-out. We want to hear from you. We're going to do that here in just a little bit in our show, so make sure to stay tuned to that. We've also got some cowboy logic, and if you guys have cowboy logic for us, hey, we'll give you 8 seconds. Come on. That's plenty of time. That's a lifetime, especially when you're talking about some mad bucking bulls. And we're going to definitely do that here on today's show. Been doing a little bit of research, having an opportunity to sit down go through some things, kind of see what's going on out there in the rodeo bull riding world outside of what we have going on and you know, what the allied bull riders are doing. So we'll talk about that. There you go, an 8-second mind bender. We're going to give you something to think about. You guys are going to give us something to think about. We're going to give you 8 seconds. The 8-second mind bender, I like it, Emily. We'll have to go with it. We got to talk about the topics, the hot topics that are out there right now. I'm going to throw one out there to you guys. And then, of course, if you want to leave it for the mind bender later on in the show, you can. If you want to give us a call now and talk about it, feel free to do that. But today's hot topic is we're going to talk about the Brazilians. Do you think a Brazilian will win the world championship next year? Just putting it out there to you guys. Feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Doesn't matter who, just the Brazilians in general. We saw the success that they had this year. Will they continue to roll that again into the 2012 season? So you can give us a call now, or you can save it for the 8-second mind bender. Give us your opinions then. We'll be happy to hear from you. 646-915-9940. Hey, guys, it is Tuesday. We're almost halfway through the work week. You got to look at the glasses as half full at this point because we got past Monday. We survived Monday, so everything else is downhill now. We're going to start getting things ready and gearing up. Yes, we do have to still come up with a name for our Wednesday night show. We're going to be co-hosting it with Sam Medlock, Sam and the Allied Bull Riders. So there's something to think about, but it's going to be like it's going to be a call-in show. We're going to, take advice. We're going to give advice. I'm not going to be the one giving advice. You won't have to worry about that because I don't know how good my advice is other than get a grip, That's about I can give you. Get a grip. So. We'll just kind of go with it. But, if you guys have suggestions for a name, I know that Sam is thinking of one, and we're going to be launching that next week. So, we've got a little bit of time, but we've got to go back and reformat. We've got to kind of restructure things and get things ready for that show. And we've got a live video stream we're going to be giving you Sunday night. You can find it on Makin8.com. You'll be able to find it on the Ustream channel. So, Making Eight's Fireside Chat, huh? Fireside. There's something to think about. I like it. Great ideas coming in our chat room right now. And like I said, if you guys want to jump on board here, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to talk some rodeo, talk some bull riding with you, the Making Eight Rodeo Network fans. So stay tuned. It's Tuesday. We're halfway through. We're working our way down. We got past Monday. Everything else is downhill. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Morning from an old friend. Think I'll ride around. gonna hook up the John Boat, go in a Zedco, hit that honey hole, and wet a line. Never know when he'll come passing through like this again. Think I'll take the afternoon and spend it with him. I feel bad for folks in Austin, Birmingham and Boston, Chicago, St. Louis and L.A. Yeah, I know they keep him busy in all them big old cities, but God's in Oklahoma today. Even this world turning must be some kind of job, but that sunset that I'm looking at is just plain showing off. I feel bad for folks in Austin, Birmingham and Boston, Seattle, the Big Apple.
Johnson of CatJohnson.net with Macon 8. Let's buck.
Oh, that's right. Let's buck. We got Cat Johnson in our chat room right now. I want to send a big old shout out to her. And if you guys have not, go check out CatJohnson.net. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Anyhow, getting on down to it, I got to send a big old shout out to our European bull riders that are joining us here today, and we are glad to have you here on board with us. Man, I'm telling you, you know, the show is just getting better and better, but yet now we're kind of changing things up, and I hope we will continue to grow, as this week has been a pretty good week here for us, you know. And, you know, I see that you know, I do see some of our comments coming in that some of our fans, that we've kind of lost touch with some of them, and I know one of them in particular being Miss Barb. If anybody out there has heard from her or if she's had an opportunity to listen into our shows, please make sure that you guys send her our best and that we're thinking about her. So anyhow, you know, just tell her that we'd really love to have her back on the show when she gets some time, that we do miss her tremendously. Now, Emily has done a fantastic job as our link liaison, posting out our links for all of the topics that we're discussing out here, which is great, and we do appreciate it. But, of course, Barb has been really on fire with that, and we certainly appreciate her. But we miss her, you know. She's been such a good friend to all of us down here. And, you know, I got to say thanks to all of you fans that have been helping out and jumping on board. We've even had some donations coming in from our fans. And, man, cannot thank you enough. You guys are the reasons why we're here. And, you know, probably really the biggest way we can continue to keep this thing going. So, anyhow, do want to let you all know that phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on board and give us a call, make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you'll want to talk to us. Yeah, it looks like we've got some reports coming in from Miss Gabby here, kind of giving us an update that Barb is doing pretty good. Well, please make sure that you guys let her know that we are still thinking about her tremendously and that we wish her the best and hope things are going good. Anyhow, now I will tell you guys something that I have not intentionally overlooked but have not been on top of is getting a hold. We've got to send some restaurant gift cards out to Emily and Gabby. for winning the short go radio Making Eight competition that we had for the PBR World Final. So you guys do have gift cards coming, and I apologize to you guys. I have not even been in town to go get them. I have not been in town at all. You know, I have just enjoyed being out here, and there is so much that has kept me busy out here, and it seems like every day it gets more and more. And, of course, you know, we did play the song Gods in Oklahoma today, and nowhere in there did I hear anything about the earthquakes or the tornadoes. So somebody's got to send a letter to Justin and tell him he needs to rewrite that song and talk about the tornadoes and the earthquakes rolling through God's country here in Oklahoma. But, yeah, you can make no mistake that we are getting through it. This just gives us more work to do, is we got to get out there and clean up debris. And, you know, I'm kind of disappointed that we don't have good enough weather for me to really get out and ride today. I'm kind of missing it. It's been a couple days since I've been able to get out there on horseback. But, you know, that's one of the cool things about living this far out. And I just love it, you know, to have the opportunity to come home. And, you know, it's going to be short-lived, though, because I'm packing bags here tonight. And we're heading out of town tomorrow. We'll be home sometime next week. So, you know, we'll be broadcasting live. We'll be doing a lot of different things going on out there. This Thursday and Friday, we'll be broadcasting from the Gary LaPue, Rob Smets Bull Riding School. So, anyhow, I'm getting some great comments. Yeah, I've actually got a comment coming in right now from one of our fans, Mr. Kirk Davis, talking about a company out of Oklahoma City called Stay On Point. Well, if you guys have followed along on our Facebook, I will tell you that Stay On Point has already been in connection with Making Eight. They are looking at being on board, and they are looking at getting their product lines out here into the rodeo community. And they've got some pretty cool ones. They've got hunting, and, you know, it's more than just Western apparel and rodeo apparel, but they do have some great stuff out there. And want to let you guys know I know them actually pretty well. I know the marketing gentleman over there, and, you know, we'll have to let you guys in on it here coming up in the near future. But Stay On Point clothing, yeah, don't lose your mindset. And I hope it really works out for you, Kirk. They are great people. So make sure you get over there. And, hey, tell them Making Eight says howdy, and that we're, you know, we're definitely staying on point with Stay On Point clothing. Anyhow, getting down to it. Now, you know, our hot topic of the day is obviously talking about the Brazilians. And my question out there to you fans is, do you think a Brazilian is going to win the world championship next year? Doesn't matter who, just do you think it's going to be won again by another Brazilian? And I ended up scanning over and checking out PBRnow.com earlier this morning. And, you know, I found some things that really just kind of made sense. And this is stuff that I think that really need to take a strong look at. But in the article with Keith Ryan Cartwright there on PBRnow.com, you'll find it talking about the Brazilians. You know, these guys are winning, and they're supporting each other, and that is so crucial. And one of the quotes here that I'm going to actually take is came from Robinson Palermo, and in the article it says, "You want everyone to make a big score," said Palermo, who won the finals average for the second time in 4 years. "You want them to make a 91, 92, 93. This is the support the Brazilians have. Everybody supports everybody." And that is so crucial. You know, these guys have really got to step up to the plate and start supporting them. So, you know, it's so important that these guys take a look at it. And it's just one of those things that are standing out there that, you know, as I go back through and, you know, I mean, the finals are over. It's time to start looking for the 2012 season, which I'm a little disappointed because I haven't seen some of the Touring Pro standings coming in yet for the 2012 season, as they have been hosting some events where I know that the points go to it. So I maybe they're all kind of taking a vacation still and recuperating from the PBR World Finals there in Las Vegas last week or week and a half ago, 2 weeks, whatever. You know, so I don't know. But I'm hoping that they'll get some of that together here, as we would certainly love to start seeing some of those results. We're gearing up. We're getting ready. The 2012 season is here, and 2011, You know, they crowned a great champion, a world champion, Silvano Alves. I think he's going to do a great job being a world champion and representing the Brazilian nation as well as the PBR nation. But, you know, we got to look forward. And, you know, New York is just right around the corner. You know, if you guys are planning on it, I don't know if you guys are making plans. I know some of you may be, as you guys are up in that northeast area, making plans of being there at the season opener of the Built Fort Dust Series in Madison Square Garden. So, you know, a lot to look forward to. The season is here. Touring Pro events are underway. And, you know, we talked a little bit about it, about the Allied Bull Riders who have been competing there on that level. And not only have they been competing, but they have been winning. And you take a look, I mean, Chase Outlaw, Bonner Bolton, Chad Van Amberg, you know, these guys are geared up. And I think we're going to see a competitive Rookie of the Year standings for the Americans as long as, number one, they stay healthy, and number two, they stay focused to keep their mind on the prize. And that's going to be crucial for a team concept. And I believe that these guys are truly excited about being part of this team and working with Sam Medlock as their coach. You know, big things happening, big things. And I think that we could see a change in the air. Now, if it gets put together, we've got guys that are already in the pro touring, you know, the Built Fort Tough Series level. We've got Reese Cates. I don't know where Justin Koons is, if he plans on remaining with the team and working with the team Allied Bull Riders. There may be a few more that come underway this year. Are we going to see that concept, and are we going to see those guys gather together and really start giving the Brazilians some competition for 2012? I think if it can be put together, riders are in place. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, and that, you know, it's one of those deals that I think we're going to see a lot of. Are we going to see other teams take shape here in the 2012 season? Well, pretty good chance. But you know what? I actually have to take a step back and kind of jump over to the CBR. Now, we have not talked about the CBR here recently, but I will tell you that the CBR is in full swing as well. And I'm going to send a big old shout-out to a good friend of mine, Casey Huckabee. He's residing in Stephenville, Texas, but he's actually from Florida, is roommates with Caleb Sanderson. Now, you want to talk about in order to be successful, you have to surround yourself with successful people. Well, Casey Huckabee has done that. Now, Casey has his own visions and where he wants to go. Right now, he is running the CBR, you know, the CBR Association, and he is leading it by a slim margin over Cody White, but he is still leading it. And, you know, I had the opportunity to kind of check out some of the things that were happening on the CBR. And, hey, I'm all for it, man. It's great to see a guy. Casey Huckabee is a great young kid. And I spent a lot of time hanging out with him, seeing him at rodeos and all that. We had a great time in Florida. And, you know, I'm hoping that I'll have the opportunity to run into him here before too long. When I was out in Vegas, I got the chance to run into Caleb. And we talked about it. We talked about Casey. And I told him I'd love to get down there and go see him and kind of got an invite to come down there sometime. So we may have to stop through Stephenville, Texas, go run into Caleb and Casey Huckabee and a few of those other guys down that way. But you know what? So one of the other things that I wanted to make mention of while looking at the PBR standings is I've actually seen some guys on the list that we might have seen a little bit of, but haven't seen them in quite some time. And there is quite the big list, and I'm going to actually have to go through here and look at it once more. But one of the guys that I actually saw that kind of stood out, and I haven't seen him in a long time, was Josh Cashel. That name, and I, you know what, I stand corrected. It wasn't CBR's website. It was PRCA standings. And as they're getting things going underway, and they're working for their 2012 season. And if you look at the standings there on prorodeo.com, you'll see J.W. Harris is already out there in front kind of setting the standard. Now, we know that Shane Proctor, who is leading the 2011 season, has a pretty good shot of winning the world championship, has been dealing with that groin injury as well as competing at the PBR finals. So, you know, it's kind of limited his availability to be on board and be making those points for the 2012 season. But J.W. Harris is not, and he is out there in front, ready to do it again. So I think that this is going to be a really interesting year. He's obviously doing pretty well right now. And, you know, I think he's going to be able to carry that into the NFR. So, anyways, but just going down the list, yeah, I've seen that Josh Cushell's name is there in the PRCA standings. So he is one that's kind of up there, and he's still covering. He's actually got himself over $1,400 won for the 2012 season, and I hope that he will really do well, and we can see him, you know, maybe next year. Another guy that I know of, and you guys may know of if you've been following along with us right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, would be Jeff Askey. Jeff has actually been running the Sieber standings for some time now, and we had an opportunity to see him last year at the PBR World Finals and actually interviewed him as well. You can find that on making8.com. So there's a lot of guys that are sort of stepping up to that next level, and hopefully we'll see a few more names pop up in there. But anyhow, like I say, congratulations definitely goes out to Casey Huckabee. As right now he is leading the CBR standings. But there's still a long season left. I mean, we haven't even rolled into the actual 2012 year yet. But, you know, these guys are getting out there, and they're getting bulls rode, and they're trying to get these points. And the same way, going back to the younger professional allied bull riders, you know, these guys are looking to make some money. They're looking to get their points up there, and they're looking to make a statement. And I think that we are very well going to do that. And if you actually take a – or they are going to do that. And if you actually take a look at CBRBull.com, you'll see up there on the top right-hand corner, it looks like Chase Outlaw and Bonner Bolton are both up there. You know, I know that Bonner, being a former world champion for the CBR, has definitely made a great name for himself and, you know, definitely a very handy bull rider. And I think we're going to see a lot of them just came off of a win in Bakersfield, California this weekend, a Touring Pro event. So his mind is focused, and he's ready to start riding some bulls and making some dollars, getting himself up there to be ready for that first cut. You know, that's going to be very, very crucial for these guys. You know, these guys are starting now. They're getting that money earned, and they want to be there for when they make that first cut. They don't want, you know, to be up there for injury exemptions. They want to be up there on the Built for Tough series, and they want to have an opportunity. So, anyhow, also looks like going back to the CBR that they've got an event going on up here, the Tom Thumb Texas Stampede. So, trying to pull up some information on that right now. I believe that's going on here this weekend, so you guys will have an opportunity, if you're in the Texas area, to come on down. Allen, Texas is where it's going to be. So hopefully you guys get out there, you know, and check it out. We definitely want to hear from you if you have. So getting down to it, we got about 30 minutes left in our show here, Rodeo fans, and, well, like I said, the opportunities are out there for you to pick up the phone, give us a call. Let's talk about some rodeo. Let's talk about some bull riding. 646-915-9940. Now, like I said, our kind of hot topic for the day, the question is, do you think another Brazilian is going to win the 2012 PBR World Finals or the season? Let me know. Pick up the phone, give me a call. We're also going to have our 8-second mind bender. We're going to give you an opportunity to call in, speak your mind here in about 15 minutes, so make sure to stay tuned. We're going to take another short break, rodeo fans. How about we hear a little bit from our good buddy, Mr. Rob Smets, who we're going to end up running into tomorrow night. Make sure to go check out robsmets.com, and he'll let you know where he's going to be and when you guys can have an opportunity to get out to see him. Take it away, Mr. Rob. Y'all listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. Well, not quite sure what's going on. We're having some audio issues, some breakdown. So, yeah, we'll have to try to get this thing geared up. I guess Rob didn't want to talk to us and give us that quick word. So, I don't know. Hang on. Let's see if this will work. Oh,
well,
like
as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your genes.
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network as we sit back, talk a little bull riding, talk a little rodeo with you, the fan. And, you know, I will say that we are putting the feelers out there. We're trying to get these guests lined up. I know, you know, the biggest thing is a lot of these guys are still trying to recover from the PBR World Finals. But we are going to get them on board. I will assure you of that. And we've got some great guests lined up this week. As You know, we're going to be hanging out down there with Rob Smets, Miles Hare, Gary LaFeu. It's been a long time since we've had old Gary on the show with us, so we might have the opportunity to do that while we're down there in Livingston, Texas, here the next couple weekends, or next couple days. Is they're going to be putting on a bull riding, bullfighting school, and then they've actually got a jackpot deal Saturday night that we're going to be at. We're going to let you kind of know what's going on. Shoot, we might even be broadcasting it live. I'm not quite sure yet. But I will tell you that as soon as we leave there, we'll be packing up and heading out to Houston. Going to go meet up with Sam Medlock and the Allied Bull Riding Team, as I don't think they will be there, but I know that the head coach will be. And, you know, we're going to sit down with them. We're going to show some video highlights. We're going to show you guys what's been happening with the Allied Bull Riders. Give you guys all the information on what's going on. We're going to answer questions. We're going to even take some callers. So if you guys want to jump on board and give us a call during the show, you'll be able to do so. And we want to get you guys on board with that, so make sure that you guys are tuned in. Should be a really, really good time. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to try some new things. We're going to see how it rolls. And, yeah, it's just going to be a good time. Now, I will tell you, they've got some big events coming up here in December. And coming in towards the beginning of 2012, I believe New Year's Eve, that weekend, they're going to have a big event going on. And it looks like the Making 8 Rodeo Network is going to be a part of it. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. And then, of course, next week we've got new show times. I mean, we're going prime time, 7 o'clock Central Time, which will be 8 o'clock on the East Coast. And, you know, it's going to give the fans an opportunity to listen to us and tune in live. Some more of our events, get on board here with us, come on over and chat, and we're just going to have a whole lot of fun, so make sure that you guys are a part of that, jumping on board, and wow, I just lost service here. Let's see if we can get reconnected. Not quite sure what all went down there, but hey, that's modern technology up here in the hills of Oklahoma. Looks like we're still here and online. I don't know. Chat room's kind of quiet, but I don't know what time 7 o'clock Central Time is going to be for our European bull riders, but hopefully it'll be an opportunity for these guys to chat and jump on board. Stay tuned in with us as well. You know, we really look to have you guys on board, and I know we've got a lot of fans from Australia and Canada that'll be tuning in. It's going to be great times. So make sure that you guys are just kind of on point with us. Good deal. Looks like we're back here in the chat room, and everything is back in order. So, Jens, if you get a chance, you'll have to give us a time frame of what 7 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time will be over there in your neck of the woods. So kind of get an idea. But we do want you guys to be on board. That's going to be on Monday nights and Wednesday nights. Our Monday night show is going to be our Back on the Ranch. If you guys have tuned into us for any period of time, you know that we used to sit back on the ranch. And really, it's what it's going to be. We're going to sit back on the ranch, talk with some guests, take your calls, take your questions, catch you up on what's going on over the weekend in rodeo and in bull riding. And, well, we're just going to sit back on the ranch and have some fun. And that's what it's all about. Wow, looks like it's going to be early in the morning, about 2 a.m. for our European bull riders. That's not good. Wow. Well, the archives are still there, I can tell you that. I hate to lose any of our European bull riders, as we really enjoy staying connected with you guys and letting you guys know about what's happening over here in the rodeo community and in the bull riding world. So hopefully we'll keep you guys on board with us, and you guys will be able to jump out here and hang out with us. But it definitely is going to pull for some late nighters. But like I said, Monday nights will be our Back on the Ranch. And then, of course, Wednesday nights are going to be our yet-to-be-named shows that we're going to have with Sam Medlock as our feature host. And you know, we're just going to kind of be in the backdrop, and we're going to be doing some co-hosting with him. It should be a lot of fun. There's one thing for sure. You put Sam and you know, a few other cowboys and myself all together, and, well, there's no telling what is going to be discussed out there. But, you know, the main focus of it is to talk about bull riding mechanics and go over some issues that some of the guys may be having, some of the younger bull riders. It's going to have an opportunity for them to call in. It's going to have an opportunity for you fans to call in and be a little bit closer, kind of find out, you know, a little bit more about the sport. We're going to update you guys, and we're going to sit back, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We want you guys to be a part of it. We're going to edumacate you. We're going to give you guys a bull riding one-on-one 101 session. And, you know, and it may not – it won't just be bull riding. It'll be bullfighting as well. I'm not sure what we can do to help out our barrel men, you know, like our good friends over here, Mr. Kirk Davis. I'm not quite sure how difficult it is to pop in and out of a barrel. And actually, I'm being very sarcastic. It's actually a lot of work out there. yeah, I see some of our comments coming in on suggestions for names. Now, Kirk Davis did have some really good names here, but he's we're getting a little rank, and I don't know if we could actually utilize that. Yeah, that name would probably go way too deep for most of our bull riders out there. They would take that wrong, and then we'd never get them online. So, definitely interesting, though. Very interesting. And, you know, what's funny was I actually gave Kirk my phone number yesterday and had told him to give me a call after the show and never heard from him. So, I don't know. Maybe he's just too much of a celebrity to give us a quick call sometime and say howdy. But, you know, one of these days maybe we'll even get him on our show. We'll have to talk with him a little bit. But, yeah, Kirk, I know you're listening, man. Give us a quick call when you get done with the show, man. We definitely want to hear from you. Also, if you guys are out there, while I'm on topic and I'm trying to scan and see what's going on out here in the world of Facebook right now, my Facebook, for some reason, has screwed up. And I don't know what has happened with it, but I've actually lost some of our fans on Facebook. And if you guys hear from Denise, please tell her that I did not delete her off of my Facebook. That I don't know what has happened, but apparently I'm losing fans. And I don't know if she had taken me off or what the deal was. I don't believe she did. Yeah, please. So anyhow, yeah, I can certainly understand that, Kirk, but, hey, I know at some point you had to get off the phone there, amigo. I'm just saying. But anyway, getting down to it. We do have phone lines open, 646-915-9940, if you guys do want to give us a quick call. We are going to open up the phone lines and give you your eight second mind bender. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a comment, give us a question, give us anything for 8 seconds. That's what you have. So feel free to give us a call. Make sure to push one on your phone. And the hot topic, the question of the day is, do you think a Brazilian rider is going to win the PBR World next year? Do you think we're going to have a 2012 PBR World Champion as a Brazilian? So that is my question to you, the fans. But you can give us a comment, give us a question about anything you want. You've got 8 seconds. Come on, I'm sure. You know, once you try it, you'll figure out, hey, I have a lifetime to talk about whatever. And, you know, but we do want to hear from you, 646-915-9940. Questions, comments, if you want to give us some cowboy logic, we're happy to take that as well. Getting word that the CBR is going to be having the Tough Heatman Championship in Hobbs January 28th. So there's something to get put on your calendar there if you guys are interested in checking out a CBR event. Of course, Craig Jackson should be there. And of course, my good buddy, Mr. Casey Huckabee. And if you guys ever see Casey out there, ask him about shooting BB guns off the back of the truck there before the rodeo. He'll have a great storyline on that one as we were both at an event that we were riding at. So anyways, like I said, we definitely want to hear from you. The phone lines are open for you. I believe Jens has got Skype, so we could definitely hear from our European bull riders as well. Not sure how the English would be, but, hey, we definitely want to hear from you. You've got 8 seconds. We've got 15 minutes left in our show, and the phone lines are open. Make sure to push one so we know you want to talk to us. 646-915-9940. We do want to hear from you. Getting back down to it, though, a lot of action going on here as the seasons are starting to gear back up and everybody's kind of getting ready for 2012. Now, there's a lot of finals that are going to be taking place. The IFR here in Oklahoma City will be going on in January. Zebra Finals will be going on late January in Tennessee. We look to be out of those locations to be able to bring you the coverage of those finals. So huge, huge opportunities there. And we've got some huge opportunities for any sponsors that are willing to be on board. And if you're interested in getting your names brought out there into the rodeo community, I can assure you we're going to have some rather large crowds, as we did last year, for the CBER Finals, for the IPRA, IFR Finals. It's going to be a huge opportunity. And, well, shoot, we're still looking to be in Vegas during the NFR. Not confirmed yet, but we are working on it. So also want to let you guys know that we do have some cowboy logic that we are going to throw at you here today. Make sure to continue to stay tuned in and if you guys have cowboy logic yourself, you want to give us some advice, I don't care. Give us a comment. Give us some drama. We want to hear from you. Tell us what you think. If you like the shows, if you hate the shows, hey, we'll take your call. We'll give you 8 seconds to speak your mind. It is the Mind Bender time right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, so feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Let's see. We got 12 minutes left to talk about things here on our show, and I have no idea where we're going to go. So you guys have to give me some opportunities and some topics that we can discuss here. And you know, this is kind of why I would much rather have too much to talk about than not enough. I hate running into that. So, yeah, I see that Kirk says, now which finals is that you're looking to be hired on at? There, Mr. Kirk Davis, Mr. Barrowman himself. I'm sure all three of them wouldn't be bad. They're going to be a lot of fun. And, hey, we'd love to have you tag along here with us. I don't know how much we could pay. Last year, I think all we were able to afford to pay was food expenses for our cameraman, and we took care of the gas. We couldn't afford to pay much, but hey, we're going to be right up there in Oklahoma City, and I don't know where you're going to be, Kirk, there in January, but if you want to come on up and spend some time with us, hang out, make sure to give me a call after the show, and we'll get it lined up for sure. Love to have you out there hanging out with us. And we need some comedy, so work on your comedy routines, and let's bring it. Let's bring it to the table. Let's bring it to the fans. Let's have some fun for sure. We always do, you know. That's the one thing is about these shows is, hey, they're real, they're natural, there's no fake about it, and we love to have a good time. That's what this is all about, is having great times with great friends, and you guys, you guys will certainly have the opportunity to jump on board here with us and be a part of it. We got 10 minutes left here in the show, fans, and we're still looking to take your calls, your questions, your comments. We've got your 8-second mind bender. You have 8 seconds to speak your mind. Tell us anything you want to tell us. Just try to keep it clean, please, because it is a family show. That's all I ask. But anyways, that's one thing that we haven't really talked a whole lot about is the IFR and the IPRA standings, and we're going to have to get into that here very, very soon. So you guys make sure to jump on board. Stay tuned as to what's going on with the IPRA, and we'll certainly be bringing you that action and getting you kind of caught up and up to speed before we head out there to the IFR. I think you guys will really enjoy that. And we had such a great time last year out there in Oklahoma City, and, of course, it's a lot less of a travel time for us this year, as now we're only about 90 miles away and we don't have to catch a flight. So looking forward to that. Anyhow, I'm going to try to scan the IPRA website and kind of see what's doing out there and kind of what's happening. So while while we're talking, I'm going to ramble on here for the next couple minutes while we're trying to take a quick look over. you know, it's kind of funny. I open up their front page, and the first thing I see is the 2011 Oklahoma Twister Rodeo Series. Wow. Do you think that we might be getting a little, I don't know. That's maybe they should come up with one for the Earthquake Series too. Kurt is throwing out a great question in there about rodeo equipment, used rodeo equipment like barrels and things like that or old props. And Kat just really kind of gave the answer that I would give too, is to check eBay and Craigslist. I don't think you're going to find them under like rodeo equipment or that type of thing, but you got to kind of know what you're looking for. You know, if you can put together some of the ideas for acts, you know, I think that, you know, then you can get in and kind of search for those particular items. And, you know, so yeah, make sure that, you know, wow. Well, the answer is not getting much of anything. Interesting. Very interesting. All right. Let's see. I do like some of the things that have come up, and some of the names that have come in, for instance, Shooting the Bull with Macon 8 and Sam Medlock, or, you know, Shooting the Bull with Allied Bull Riders. Something along those lines is going to be a great name. And we're going to let you guys know what it is as soon as we get it put together. So make sure you guys are staying tuned, and we are definitely interested in still continuing to take your suggestions. So please feel free to give us a call and let us know. That seems to be the going rate, you know, for a guy like Kirk, who's out here in the barrel man business, and it seems like everybody wants to sell things as new, you know. It makes it very difficult for a guy that's trying to get into the business, you know. I could certainly feel for you there. And well, shoot, you know, I mean, maybe we'll have that door opened up and we can help you guys out as well. You know, if you guys end up coming across anything and Kirk's out here and jumping on board with us, you know, on the on our show, then we'll have an opportunity to sit back and bring him on board. So just checking some of the event standings right here on the IPRA. Man, I'm getting kind of excited now. You know, the IPRA last year was really entertaining. They had a lot of events that were going on with the bucking sale, and we just saw a whole lot of bull riding and rough stock, really. They had horses out there. They had bareback, saddle bronc. And I will tell you what, that bucking sale was huge. And, of course, it went in conjunction with the PBF bullfights going on out there. Yeah, absolutely big time. I really think that we are going to see a lot more of that this year. And hopefully you guys will really be able to take part of it, and we'll be able to bring you all the action right here on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network. So make sure you guys stay tuned. I'm trying to get down here to the bull riding. Oh, what do you guys think about the PRCA actually having breakaway roping as the first? This is going to be the first time that they're actually doing that. And it's going to be an actual official event held there at the PRCA at the NFR. So that's an interesting topic there. You know, breakaway roping has been around, and we see a lot of it. We end up seeing actually a whole lot of it at these other associations. I think it's a pretty unique deal. They're going to actually crown a world champion. So going through the list here and checking out some of the bull riding, there are a few names that do kind of pop in that I'm kind of familiar with. John Mastrangelo, Georgia Cowboy, travels with a good friend of mine, Mr. Alan Pippen. He will be out there, it looks like, there at the IFR. He's sitting in seventh place right now with a little bit of money earned. So he is going to be one that we're going to be following along with pretty close. Josh Reed out of Cedar Hill, Tennessee, definitely named. So lots of cool things happening there, rodeo fans. Well, looks like we are running fresh out of time. I want to make sure that we thank everybody for jumping on board here with us and remind you that we will be back on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show tomorrow. We will also be doing a on-the-road series as we pack up and hit the road and head towards Livingston, Texas tomorrow. So make sure you guys stay tuned and get a grip. And, definitely stay tuned to Making Eight. Stay tuned to our Facebook. Go check us out, making8.com. You can find us right there. Until tomorrow, rodeo fans, get a grip. We'll see you then.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. God.